And it is accessing statewide too.
KEA DLN testing. KEA DLN testing. KEA SWR, KEA DLN.
Go ahead, Max.
Sitting in my hotel room in St. Ignace, looks like it's hitting at about 113 to 115.
Yeah, is that one of your radios?
Yeah, it's the 7550 one.
Yeah, that ID comes up as SAG 5.
Roger that. That's what I programmed in for Randy.
Your audio is a little low. I don't know. That could be on my Note 2, I suppose. Should have that battery here.
Well, I tend to be pretty soft-spoken, too.
Yeah, you're making it. Whereabouts are you at?
It's in St. Ignace. It's just off to past the ferry docks.
West of the bridge or east of 75? Are you east of 75 or west of 75?
East.
Okay. Well, you're making it good from there.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to see if we can get the guys to ride around a little bit, and we'll see what we can get as far as a footprint goes tomorrow after the event.
Sounds good. Well, I hope they use it for the event with the injections. So we shall see.
Yeah, copy that. We will. I'll see if we can't get them using it a little bit, even for some talk around in the OXCOM exercise part of it.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right, I'll let you get back to roasting marshmallows or whatever you're going to be doing there for this evening. You have yourself a good evening, KEADUN.
Okay, you as well. 7-3, keep it SWR. Oh, and Max, do you have them radios on roam, or are you set to non-roam?
I started out on a north on a roam, but I switched over to levering directly because it was actually hitting Hackleberg the first time.
Yeah, I was just going to say that could be an issue tomorrow driving around. So you definitely want to make them guys aware of that. And have the other channels in there if they want to go to Petoskey or Hack, you know, just to try it.
Yeah, Adam is looking at coming up tomorrow and doing some programming on some of the radios. And
you must have moved because you dropped out. The other thing you got to remember, too, in the roam, it'll chew the battery up a lot quicker. So non-roam, the battery lasts longer.
He didn't drop out at all. Free life. That's the other reason I went off for roaming.
Yeah, you kind of doubled with Fred there. He did drop off, right? It was three times, back-to-back transmissions on the Seabridge at 115, 118, 114. So, there you go. Fred's in there too, but he can't hardly talk, Max.
I might have dropped it back if the whole thing was assembled on RF from DMR. But it probably went poop, poop, poop on the patch.
Yeah, I got you. No, I'm looking at the Seabridge, so I can see it on there. First two transmissions were a 0.7 loss, and then the last one was clear. So anyways, it's working, Max.
Okay, roger that. KEADUN.
W8FSM Lapeer.
Leg 95 from Lapeer. Keep it up, Lapeer.
I think we're playing on Mayville right now. So, yeah, I think Mayville works pretty good.
Yeah, not bad for some junk we threw together, right? Yeah, you're on Mayville. KB8FWR.
W8F.
Hey, Max, did you try analog VHF and UHF from there, by chance?
I haven't yet. I managed to leave my analog HT at home. I do have the GoKit radio. I could set that up real quick, but I think we can test that tomorrow instead.
Yep, no problems. I didn't know if you had put it in the 7550 or not, so no biggie. Just wondering. KBSW.
Yeah, I could put the UHF frequency on this. I don't think it has VHF though.
No, if you can make that work, you'd probably be worth a lot of money.
I'll pull the cable out and give it a try.
All right, I'll be listening over there too. KBSW.
And ADPX testing statewide too. KB8FWR and an ADPX.
You calling me, Adam?
Yeah, firm. I was just testing out. I reprogrammed the radio here for tomorrow, so I just figured I'd try and touch base with you on the levering tower and see how it's working.
You're in there in IG-97, so you're making it, and you got it programmed, right?
Okay. I'm sitting in my driveway at home, so that's pretty good.
Mobile or handheld?
Mobile. Just got my CS800DL reprogrammed for tomorrow because that's what I have mounted in the truck.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, it's working. Good luck.
Yep. I'm sure we'll be stress testing it tomorrow. I seen out of the UP there, they sent out another 205 today. It sounds like we're going to be using statewide 2 tomorrow instead of one of the events. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, and there's some reasons behind it. One, so we get some signal checks, and I can hear it, kind of a little selfish there. But two, if something else goes on downstate, that leaves time slot 1 open for event 1. If something would happen up there and they needed to contact the SEOC, you know, statewide 2 would be where they would have to do it. So, and three, I don't believe there's going to be a lot of traffic. And if there is, you know, the normal traffic on statewide 2, that usually isn't much. You know, we'll just have to just stand by. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense to me. Just want to make sure I was reading it correctly.
Now, I did tell Pete, you know, he can inject, and if you had enough people, which I'm not sure you will, but you could still go over and use Event 1. You could still push stations over to use Event 1 if you had to, you know, for a second communications path. So you'd have two communications paths going at the same time. You know, that's still possible. But the other thing is, if you go to Event 1 up there, you're not going to have a Brandmeister ramp to get in. So if there was somebody, you know, trying to get in with a hotspot or something, they would not be able to access Event 1 up there.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about Brandmeister access.
No, and neither am I, but, you know, it's kind of the scenario that could happen. So, I mean, definitely could have, you know, used an event, but I think for the first year, statewide 2 will work. I don't know if I doubled with you there or what. Kind of weird looking in the sea bridge, but hopefully you got what I said.
Yeah, no, I was picking up what you were laying down. Sounds like a good plan to me. And I'm not worried about Brandmeister. That's neither here nor there. Our two repeaters are full time to the Seabridge anyway, so Brandmeister's redundant. And then I was saying, you know, I've got a plethora of these 3000s, even though they're VHF. Would like to take one and make it like a mobile repeater. And I need to talk to you or Fred or however I go about that and try and get one of them on the Seabridge.
Yeah, but the only problem with that is users with Motorola equipment, you know, it's not gonna be able to, they're not gonna be able to get into it. But
well, I mean, like a deployable. I've got 24 6550s in VHF, so I mean, they could be handed out. That's what I'm getting at. Not anything stationary, just like a mobile repeater that rides around in the back of a vehicle until it's needed.
Right. Yeah, that's doable.
Yeah, that's a topic for another day. All right. Well, I just wanted to test this out, make sure things are working. So I've got all the things in my radios for tomorrow. So we'll see how she goes.
Did you put levering UHF in there as well?
I sure did.
Okie dokie. Well, rock the rock. What time are you getting up?
I heard Max in here a few minutes ago. I don't know if he's still on here. I don't know what time he'd like me to get there. Obviously, I got to be over there before 7 o'clock before they shut the bridge down. Probably going to make that more like 6 with traffic, so I'll probably be up around 5.
Alrighty. Well, have fun. Sure, I'll be talking to you. All that. KBSW.
Yep, sounds good. And 88 pitch.